Chapter 4. The air smelled of fresh-cut lumber and a whiff of diesel exhaust from the trucks in the parking lot, but even these pungent odours couldn't compete with the swampy smell of the nearby marsh. Several cranes whipped their lanky necks around, hauling heavy loads to different floors of the building, still in various stages of completion. All around them, workers hustled to finish the project. The construction of the new condominiums had been underway for months. An incessant orchestra of engines, nail guns, and hammers, the clashing of aluminum and grinding of metal, filled the air from dawn until dusk. Once a sprawling marsh, this tract of land was now home to hundreds of newly developed living spaces. The makeshift packed dirt parking lot was filled with trucks and bulldozers and the cars of the workers. The bright sun reflected off the few windows that had been installed, creating a kaleidoscope of colour. As the last touches were being completed on the project, people from all around began gathering to see what their neighbourhood had become. Excitement and anticipation grew as the crowd waited for the first doors to open. The sales centre was busy. Hundreds of people were lined up to pay outrageous prices for 1,000 square feet of space that they could call their own. Unfortunately, most of the units had already been purchased by a real estate investment company that was then selling them off to a vacation rental company catering to high-end tourists who would arrive soon to witness the natural wonders. Little did any of them know that all that would remain was a parking lot.